USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More Americans approve of the impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump than disapprove of it, though only about a third say the inquiry should be the top priority for Congress, according to a new poll from the Associated Press. If measured, support serves as a warning sign for Trump's White House and re-election campaign that have insisted pursuing impeachment would end up being a vulnerability for the Democrats heading into 2020. But the findings also present red flags for Democrats as well. Most people say House members are motivated mainly by politics rather than their duty as they investigate the Republican president's dealing with Ukraine and whether he abused his office or compromised national security when he tried to pressure the country to dig up dirt on a political rival. Overall, 47% said they support the impeachment inquiry, while 38% disapprove. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A key monthly report on the economy has gone better than expected. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The jobs reports out from the government for last month that shows the economy adding 128,000 jobs, while the October unemployment rate ticked up a tenth to 3.6%. Food and beverage services, social assistance, and financial activities adding jobs, manufacturing, and government employment fell, but that job creation was still stronger than what economists had expected. I'm Chris Barnes.
The World Trade Organization said that China can now impose tariffs of up to $3.6 billion worth of U.S. goods over the American government's failure to abide by anti-dumping rules with regard to Chinese products. The move hands China its first such payout at the WTO. The two sides recently imposed tariffs on each other for hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods, but did not do so through the WTO, which helps resolve those trade disputes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Chicago teachers and more than 300,000 students affected by an 11-day strike returned to classrooms amid a tentative agreement that ended the walkout and is now expected to shape education in Chicago for the next 5 years. The outlined agreement shows both sides secured key victories and fell short on other priorities. Experts said those details will also inform teachers' unions and school districts as a national wave of activism by educators is expected to continue. The union's 25,000 members must still vote on the tentative agreement accepted by the 700 delegates late Wednesday night. Union officials still have not discussed a timeline for that process. United Auto Workers at Ford will start voting Monday on a proposed four-year contract that includes wage increases and more than $6 billion for investments at 19 plants. The United Auto Workers said that its national UAW Ford Council voted to send the deal to 55,000 workers for the ratification vote. The Ford workers would get a 4% lump sum payment in the first and third year of the contract and 3% wage increases in the second and fourth year. New hires will reach the top pay scale sooner. They would get ratification bonuses of $9,000, less than the $11,000 bonuses that workers at GM won last month, but they did not endure as long a strike. The union said the Ford agreement includes the promise of investments that will create or save more than 8,500 jobs. Don't forget to set your clocks back this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.